That is a great Bible truth that as believers in Jesus Christ, that if we pass on this earth when Jesus comes, we will rise. We will burst forth from that grave and have a glorified new body. The theme this morning has been Alleluia. And I want to take just a few short minutes and explore that particular word in Scripture. And let's do so by turning to Psalm 106, first of all. Psalm 106. I'm going to ask a couple of questions this morning. What does the word Alleluia mean? If you go to your English Bible, you will not find the word Alleluia. In Hebrew, it is really two words. The first one being halal, and that's just to give praise, to boast in. And then the last part of the word is Yah, and really it's just an abbreviation for Yahweh. It's to praise, it's to give boast in Yahweh, our God. Alleluia. Now, in our English Bible, the way we find this particular word is praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Give boast in our God. Praise Him. Well, this past week I did a little study on the word Alleluia, praise the Lord in Scripture. And I want to just real quickly here give you some reasons of why we should praise the Lord. The first one being, because of His goodness. Because of His goodness. We find in Psalm 106 in verse 1, it says, praise ye the Lord. Alleluia. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For what? He is good. The incredible goodness of God. James reminds us that every good gift comes from above. Every good gift comes from God. And right after that particular verse in the same chapter, James reminds us that one of the most amazing expressions of God's goodness is in the gospel. For he says, of his own will begat he us with the word of truth. We are born again. We are regenerated by the truth of the gospel. That's God's goodness. And you know, God just relishes in lavishing His goodness. He delights in doing good for His children. Psalm 84 and verse 11 says this, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. God is a good God. And we should truly give praise to Him. We should sing an Alleluia to Him for His incredible, incredible goodness to us. But in that same verse, in Psalm 106, it speaks of the mercy of God. And we should praise God not only for His mercy, but we should praise God for His gracious patience and His steadfast love. For the word mercy there in that particular text, that's really what it's referring to, is the steadfast, unmoving, unchangeable, loyal love of God. If you're in Psalm 106, follow along with me just really briefly as we piece our way through this psalm. In verse 6, the psalmist says, and he's speaking really on behalf of the nation of Israel, we have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. If you go to verse 11, and this is after they have passed through the Red Sea in escaping Egypt, and the waters covered their enemies, there was not one of them left. Then believed they His words. They sang His praise. They soon forgot His works. They waited not for His counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert. And He gave them their request, but sent leanness unto their soul. Down in verse 21, and this is after the golden calf was built and worshipped, they forgot God their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt. In verse 25, they murmured or they complained and they hearkened not unto the voice of the Lord. They disobeyed God. Over in verse 34, they did not destroy the nations concerning whom the Lord commanded them, but were mingled among the heathen and learned their works, and they served their idols, which were a snare unto them. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils, and shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan. Just a recounting of the wickedness, the depravity of the Israelite nation. How does God respond to all of this? We find in verse 43, many times did he deliver them, but they provoked him with their counsel and were brought low for their iniquity. Nevertheless, he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry, and he remembered for them his covenant and repented according to what? The multitude of his mercies. And the psalmist starts the psalm and he ends the psalm. Verse 48, blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting, and let all the people say amen. Praise ye the Lord, or alleluia. Charles Spurgeon, in regard to this particular psalm, wrote these words. He said the psalm begins and ends with alleluia. Praise ye the Lord. The space between these two descriptions of praise is filled with the mournful details of Israel's sin and the extraordinary patience of God. And truly we do well to bless the Lord, both at the beginning and the end of our meditations, when sin and grace are the themes. The sacred song is occupied with the historical part of the Old Testament as one of the many which are composed, and surely should be a sufficient rebuke to those who speak slightly. Wow, between the themes of grace and sin, there should be just praise to God. Alleluia, for his patience with us, for his loving kindness to us. You know, sometimes, and as in the midst of tragedy that was alluded to this morning, in our humanity, we ask questions like this. How in the world could God allow, and you fill in the blank, to happen to me? How could God, from our perspective, allow this bad thing to happen to me? And in reality, the question should be this. How can a holy, righteous God know the depravity of my sin and my wickedness and not vaporize me in his judgment and his wrath? But because of Jesus Christ, what does God do? God says, you are forgiven. You are righteous in my sight. You are clothed with my righteousness. Praise be to God. Amen? Hallelujah! When we think of his loving kindness, of his incredible patience with each one of us. Well, thirdly, we should praise God because of his great power and his eternal reign. Psalm 146, verses 1 and 2 and verse 10 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, O my soul, while I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. The Lord shall reign forever. Even thy God, O Zion, and to all generations, praise ye the Lord. In that particular psalm, in verse 3, it says, put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, or really any human being is the idea, in whom there is no help. Why is there no help? And he answers it. He says, his breath goes forth. He returneth to the earth. In that very day, his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. And what kind of God is this? It's a God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever. We skip down to verse 10 and it says, the Lord shall reign forever. Why do we give praise to God? Certainly for his goodness. Certainly for his immense patience and his loving kindness. but because He's a great and mighty and powerful God who will reign forever and ever and ever. He's a mighty, mighty God who is worthy of our praise. And then finally, when we wrap all of that together, why do we praise God? Because it's appropriate. It's appropriate. Psalm 147 in verse 1, it says, "Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely." It's pleasant. It's delightful. And that word comely is just the idea. It's fitting. It's appropriate. Is it not a fitting, appropriate response when we just think on God and we look at Him and who He is and His character and all that He's done for us, and we just should literally fall on our hands and our knees before our God and say, "Alleluia, we praise You, we honor You for who You are." One final question, who should do this praising? Who should praise the Lord? And the psalmist gives us an answer for this in Psalm 150. It says, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." The psalms end with an alleluia, a praise to God. You know, and I don't think there's any greater picture in all of Scripture of this being fleshed out than in Revelation chapter 5, verses 11 through 13. Picture this in your mind. Because if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you will participate in this event one day. "And I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast," or the cherubim, "and the elders." The elders there represents the church. It's those who are redeemed in Jesus Christ. "And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing.' And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, 'Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto Him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever.'" This is an event that as believers we will participate in. It's a future event. But folks, right here and right now, we can have just a little taste of this as we have this morning when we give praise and honor to our God. Alleluia. Praise be to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for His goodness. Praise the Lord for His immense patience with us and His loving kindness. Praise the Lord for His great power and His eternal reign. And who should do this? Every single one of us who know Jesus Christ as his or her Savior. Crown Him with many crowns. The Lamb upon His throne. Hark how the heavenly anthem drowns all music but its own. Awake my soul and sing of Him who died for thee, and hail Him as thy matchless King. May truly, with our lips and our life, that we would be an alleluia to our God. Father, we thank You for the focus of this morning. We thank You that we can give praise and honor and glory to You, our God. It is You whom we worship. And God, because of Your goodness, we say alleluia. Because of Your immense patience and Your loving kindness, God, we say alleluia. God, because You're a powerful God. You're an eternal God who reigns forever. we say, Alleluia. And Father, I pray that that would be the heart cry of every believer here this morning. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.